for the field trip. I appreciate that everybody made it over to the Stephen F. Austin building. Our next hearing next Friday will be in the Barbara Jordan building. So, do not have over here. So good morning. I call to order the hearing in docket number 2858. It is approximately 9:30 a.m. Central Time on Friday, December 12th, 2025. I'm Cassie Brown, Commissioner of Insurance. I have called this hearing to consider the title insurance premium rates under Insurance Code Section 2703.206. Notice of this hearing was originally posted on TDI's website and published in the Texas Register on October the 10th, 2025. TDI staff held public meetings earlier this year on September 22nd and the 30th to facilitate a discussion about TDI's published title industry experience data through 2024 and the current title rates. During those meetings, the Office of Public Insurance Counsel and the Texas Land Title Association agreed to a recommendation of a 6.2% reduction to the title insurance basic premium rates. This public hearing is part of the formal rate setting process under Insurance Code Chapter 2703. This hearing will provide the public with the opportunity to speak about a title rate change, focusing on a 6.2% reduction to the title insurance basic premium rates. Any person wishing to comment should fill out a witness card and submit it to Bob's out front. Submit it to Bob at the table right outside the front door. I'll call on you and then I'll ask you to identify yourself for the record. An audio recording is being made of this hearing and will be posted online. I'll begin by calling on Nicole Elliott, Director and Chief Actuary in the Property and Casualty Office at TDI, to discuss TDI's September 2025 title rate report. And just for everybody that is coming up to the podium, the mic is already live for y'all.
Good morning. As the commissioner just said, I'm Nicole Elliott, Director and Chief Actuary in the Property and Casualty Division at TDI. I'm presenting just a brief overview of TDI's analysis of the title insurance basic rate level. I'll discuss our data sources, methodology, and rate indications. So TDI annually collects Texas title data for title agents and underwriters by sending out data calls each year. The statutory purpose for collecting this data is for rate making. TDI compiles this information and posts separate reports on its website, one for agents and one for underwriters. TDI and others use the reports as the basis for analyzing rate levels for title insurance. For 2023 data, TDI posted these reports in April and May of this year. For 2024 data, TDI posted these reports in August of this year. We developed rate indications based on data from these reports using the data through 2024, the latest available year. We also used rate-making methodology consistent with what was used in prior title rate hearings. Also, as with prior hearings, we used several experience periods to develop our rate indications. Specifically 5, 10, 15, and 20-year periods. For this analysis, these periods all ended in 2024. The components of our rate-making analysis include provisions for losses, expenses, catastrophe losses, and profit. Compared to most lines of business, losses for title insurance are very low. Most of the premium covers non-loss-related expenses. Because of this, the focus in setting title rates is mostly on the expenses as well as the profit provision. The loss ratio and the expense ratio are premium-weighted averages of ratios over the selected experience period. Therefore, the loss ratio and expense ratio used in the rate indication vary depending on the selected experience period. On the other hand, the catastrophe and profit provisions are static. That is, once they're selected, they don't vary with the length of the experience period used in the analysis. For the catastrophe provision, we use 1%, which is consistent with what was used in prior rate hearings. For the profit provision, we relied on our consulting actuaries FGI Consulting, who estimated the title industry's cost of capital and developed an underwriting profit provision of 11.1%. Since the loss and expense ratios vary based on the selected experience periods, the rate indications also vary over these periods. So using 5 years of data ending in 2024, our analysis shows rates could be reduced by 14.9%. Using 10 years, rates could be reduced by 11.1%. Using 15 years, the indicated rate reduction is 9.7%. And finally, using 20 years of data, the indicated rate reduction is 6.2%. Note that this 6.2% reduction using the 20-year experience period is consistent with the recommendation agreed upon by OPIC and TLTA during the September public meetings. This concludes my remarks. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Nicole. Now I'll call for public comments, and I'm going to begin with Michael Warren, representing the Texas Land Title Association.
Getting over a cold. I'm not, I promise everyone I'm not kidding.
I still sound bad.
Good morning, Commissioner Brown. And you guys know. My name is Michael Lord, and I'm here for Texas Land Title Association. Thank you for the opportunity to present our position on the proposed rate change. TLTA supports the 6.2% reduction in the March 1 implementation date set out in the notice. And this morning we filed a brief with exhibits. And everything that I'm going to talk about today is contained in that brief. So let's start with the headline, which is 6.2% supported by TDI's report, OPIC, and TLTA. That kind of agreement in a rate case is significant and it deserves substantial plate. But the best reason to order 6.2% is that it's the correct number. And there's three reasons for that. Profits, expenses, and stability, and I'll explain that in more detail. But briefly, with regard to profits, 6.2% puts industry profits exactly where TDI says they should be, right at 11%. Expenses, the expense ratio behind the 6.2% is supported by the most recent expense ratio data for 23 and 24. And with regard to stability, 6.2% is consistent with historical precedent for rate decreases, which have proven to not destabilize the title market. So I'll discuss each of these points briefly. First, profits. TDI used an 11.1% profit load in its rate report. And I find it sometimes easier to talk about numbers with visual aids. I don't know if you can see that. Can I approach?
I can actually.
Can you see it?
Yes, I can see that. Okay. Close, I cannot see it.
Okay, this is a chart that is taken from our actuary's report, which was filed this morning at Kimda. And on the top row here, this data is from TDI's 2024 stat report. And what it shows is income, expenses, and profits for 23 and 24, and then the average for that, for the entire industry. And 23 and 24 is significant because it's the most recent complete set of data that we have. And it most closely resembles the market conditions currently. So the industry as a whole for 23 and 24 had a 16.5% profit. So what Kim did was he reduced the income for 23 and 24 by 6.2%. And when you do that, the profit for the industry is 11%, almost exactly TDI is 11.1% target. There's no other proposed rate in TDI's report or elsewhere that would achieve that profit target. And using the most relevant up-to-date numbers that we have. Second, second reason 6.2% is correct is expenses. So, as you heard Nicole mention, and as you know, expense ratio is one of the major components for rate setting. And all an expense ratio is, it's the percentage of income that went to expenses. So TDI looked at several historical periods, 5, 10, 15, and 20 years. And we also looked at the experience for 23 and 24, which I talked about briefly. The 20-year look back is what gives you the 6.2% reduction. And here's what's interesting. So this is a chart of the expense ratios for the different look back periods, for 5, 10, 15, 20, and then also 23 and 24, or a 2-year look back. So the expense ratio for the 20-year look back is 79.96%. The expense ratio for the last 2 years that we have complete data for, 23 and 24, is 79.3%, almost identical. The expense ratios for the other periods of 5, 10, and 15 years simply don't capture the current experience. They're too low. So it's 72, 76, and 77% for those different look back periods. And so this the 2-year experience validates the use of the 20-year look back that gives you the 6.2% reduction. Now, 20 years, a 20-year look back might not always be the right look back period. It could change the next time around. It's going to depend on the facts and circumstances. Different look back periods may have been used in the past, but this time around, it is the correct look back period because it is validated by the most recent data that we have. And third reason 6.2% is correct is stability. So, since 1955, there have been 32 tidal rate regimes, and 7 of those have resulted in decreases. So if you average the 7 decreases, they come out to 4.11%. And the range is at a low of 0.6% in 1982 and a high of 6.5% in 2004. So the 6.2% is a meaningful reduction. It's toward the higher end of the historical range for rate reductions. But it is within that normal range. And what history shows is that when you stay in that range, that you avoid rate shock and market disruption. That ensures that you have a stable title market, and that benefits both the industry and the consumers. So to summarize, there's 3 reasons 6.2% is the right number: profits, expenses, and stability. The law requires title rates to be reasonable for consumers and non-confiscatory for the industry. The 6.2% reduction satisfies both of those requirements. It delivers real savings for the public. It brings profits in line with the TDI's target. It reflects an expense ratio for today's market. It maintains statewide service stability with a reduction that's in line with historical precedent. And last but not least, OPIC, TLTA, and TDI's report all support it. The order from earlier in the year calling for a 10% reduction was based on the data available at that time. We have updated data. And that data supports the 23 and 24 numbers, which are now on the record, support the 6.2% reduction. So for these reasons, we respectfully ask the commissioner to adopt the 6.2% reduction and a March 1, 2026 implementation date. Thank you for your time, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Michael. I do want to say thank you to the industry for submitting the 23 and 24 data as quickly as they did this year. I think that helped us work together to get to a spot where we have the most recent data that we can look at for tidal rates. That being said, how often do you think we should evaluate tidal rates moving forward?
Well, I think it's a topic for discussion. I mean, it certainly needs to be more frequently than what was done in recent past. I think that the pandemic probably played a role in that. We kind of threw everything off. But certainly with more frequency, I don't know that I can give you a specific number. I think that we're certainly willing to sit down at the table and discuss that. I do think that the facts and circumstances will dictate that to some degree as we get data, you know, that indicates that the market is shifting or changing. That would certainly indicate that rates need to be visited. So, you know, there's not necessarily have to be on a set schedule because the facts can dictate the action that makes the most sense.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, I'll call on Rod Porterman with Texans for Free Enterprise.
Morning, Commissioner. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you and your staff for the hard work and the speed with which we have gotten here today. We were talking a little bit before the hearing, and that it seems odd, but we were just in a or you just had a great hearing in this same calendar year, just a few months ago, and you still have a rate order that is technically still outstanding. And I'll refer to that in just a second. What I did want to say is we support taking a look at this and taking every effort to try to address the rate today or as quickly as possible, I guess next week, as quickly as possible. To provide rate relief for consumers. Essentially what the reason we're here today, the reason you're having to do this today is because your last order dated of February of 2025 was of course challenged and was enjoined. Its effectiveness was enjoined, which was denying consumers in Texas the needed rate relief that you ordered at that time. But for that appeal, rates would have been 10% lower today, and they would have been 10% lower since July 1st. So nearly half a year now that consumers have been denied that needed rate relief, which we as Texans for Free Enterprise support and supported your efforts to reduce those rates. Stepping into today and looking at the more recent data, you know, the whole point of that exercise of appealing those rates was less substantive and more about the procedural issue of whether or not you were going to have the most recent data, that being 23 and 24. And so now we're here in 25, in December of 25, and you have that data. And if you look at the analysis that Nicole and your staff have put together, the rate results now are not much different. Those indications are not much different than they were in February when you issued your order. So when you issued your order that rates were excessive by 10% and needed to be reduced, the indications at that time from that order were a range of minus 4.9% to minus 15.4%. Today, according to what Nicole was telling you earlier, the range is minus 6.2% to minus 14.9%, not much more than a percentage point difference in either direction. That being said, looking at all of that and saying, okay, well, you've already made a determination that in February of this year, rates were excessive by 10%, and fast forwarding it with two more years of data and only a few more months of analysis, We haven't changed those rate indications much more than a percentage point. We as Texans for Free Enterprise, while we support any speedy effort to reduce rates to get consumers a reasonable rate as quickly as possible, we would urge you, and we certainly support your efforts to look further and beyond the 6.2% that's being proposed. If 10% reduction was reasonable and appropriate in February of this year, and we believe that it was based on your analysis. We believe that same 10% is still reasonable and appropriate and well within the range of reasonableness. Technically, the minus 6.2% proposed today is within the range of reasonableness, but barely. It is right on that edge. It is on the very lowest edge. I don't ever remember a time when the department took the very edge of that range of reasonableness and instituted that way. That being said, it would not be inappropriate. We just simply think that rate would still be excessive for the same analysis and the same reasons that you had in February. Again, we support your efforts and your staff's efforts to make these calculations. We would support all the efforts, including those of Texas Land Title Association, to finally come forward and acknowledge and recommend a rate reduction. I remind you that in February of this year, TLTA's recommendation was for 0% change. Based on the same analysis, what they were telling you was we needed to see the 23 and 24 data because it was going to result in all kinds of changes. And as I just indicated from your actuarial numbers, it didn't make much difference at all. So the 10% we think is still appropriate. We urge you to look beyond the minus 6.2%. But certainly any effort and any number that would reduce rates at the speediest opportunity to provide consumers relief, we would support. If you did end up adopting the minus 6.2% or anything between minus 6.2 and minus 10, we would urge you, in answer to your other question that you asked earlier, to review that rate again as quickly as possible. The statute obviously talks about now collecting the data on an annual basis. I know you've taken efforts to do that, and that's why we're here today, and we applaud that. And so any time, frankly, that those numbers, when you collect that data, show any significant change, we think you should review that rate in any direction. That I'd be happy to answer your questions.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate your comments.
Thank you.
Okay, next on the line, David Baldeck with Office of Public Insurance Counsel.
Commissioner, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
I'm David Baldeck, the Office of Public Insurance Counsel. We filed written testimony already, which I hope you consider. I'll try to repeat that. I think what you're hearing is that there's obviously some room for disagreement among reasonable people about what the number ought to be. And our position, which I hope we've expressed to you clearly, is that getting rate reduction now, as Rob was talking about earlier, is significant, and delaying it is not a great thing. So from our point of view, we're happy with the 6.2% recommendation, if it's implemented quickly. Secondly, in regard to your question of how often should we look at it, my take, I think, would be annually. You're going to collect the numbers annually. Let's look at them annually. I don't think that means you should have it here, because that's a complicated and expensive process. But having an opportunity to sit down and examine the numbers and decide whether or not to go forward with changing the rates would be interesting. Finally, we'd like to thank everybody involved. Your staff's been amazing. The TLTA staff and their consultants have been amazing. Rod has been amazing. Everybody's been super helpful and super good about the information that's useful to us. With that, I'm done.
Thank you for your time. Would anyone else like to comment? Let the record reflect that all those desiring to comment have now done so. I will consider each matter presented at this hearing. I will also accept all written comments received before 5 p.m. on Wednesday, December the 17th. In accordance with Insurance Code Section 2703.202, I will announce my decision in a future hearing scheduled for Friday, December the 19th, 2025 at 9:30 a.m. Please note that the hearing will be in room 2.034 of the Barbara Jordan building, not this building. Thank you all for participating today. The hearing for docket number 2858 is now adjourned.